come together on this special day.
Special day.
This message loud and clear.
Sing it loud and clear.
Looking back, we touch on sorrow dead.
Stevie Wonder doing the Earth, Wind, and Fire tribute last night at the Grammys. And what's the name of that a cappella group, Dean?
Pentatonics.
Pentatonics, and they're happening, right? They're a big deal.
Oh, they're a very big deal. And, you know, a cappella is so hot right now, and they're one of the most popular a cappella groups in the world. One of the many tributes that was part of this Grammy show last night. You know, in this broadcast that wound up being like 3.5 hours, they only gave away 8 awards on camera.
Is that true?
It was just mostly performances
wall to wall.
That's right. Mostly a performance show.
Isn't that interesting how it moved along because the performances were you know, a high concept, high art, and with the exception of the technical problems with Adele, musically, you know, everybody killed it all night long.
I thought for the most part, I mean, you know, I'm not going to remember the show as, wow, that was the year that, you know, so-and-so sang. I don't think there was any moment like that. But also, I don't think there was anything that awful on the show also. Adele, unfortunately, had some technical problems. She talked about it. There was a major dropout of her microphones in the beginning. There was some bleed over from some of the other bands. You know, they have several stage, and they're setting up other bands.
We were performing. We were talking about this earlier. If you're the sound guy that rigged Adele's piano, where the mic fell over and screwed up the Adele
performance, fell on the strings inside, right?
You think he's on Career Builder or Monster this morning?
he would be wise if he did something like that.
Unbelievable.
I loved Adele, though. She explained some of the problems and apologized. But then also, you know, just ends her tweet about this whole thing. Bleep happens.
Exactly.
That's, you know, it's a live show. You know, it's going to happen. And then what I really love is she said, on the way home, I stopped at In-N-Out Burger and treated myself just as a way. You know, there's nothing, you know, no problem in the world a good double-double can't solve.
Yeah, and In-N-Out Burger is a hole in the wall that turned into this California West Coast institution. And if you don't go to In-N-Out Burger when you're on the West Coast, you don't eat burgers.
It's a pretty good, you know, for fast food, it's pretty, pretty.
And there's like four fantastic choices.
Yeah, there's not a lot. There's not a lot to choose, but everything's made fresh. That's why it's so delicious there. Don't get me started on In-N-Out Burger.
All right, so as you know, Dean, I'm a Swiftie. I've always been a Swiftie, a Taylor Swift fan. And I was up late last night tweeting with the other Swifties about Taylor Swift's hair. I thought she looked cute.
I thought she looked very nice last night. Number one, I have been critical of her performances. Sorry, Swiftie.
What?
Some of her live performances I have been critical of on these award shows. But I thought she sounded fantastic last night. She opened the show. She sounded great. She looked great. She won 3 awards last night for Best Pop Album of the Year.
Didn't she take a shot at Kanye?
She took a major shot at Kanye when she won Album of the Year. It's one of the big 3 awards. It's probably the big award of the night, Album of the Year. She won it and, you know, thanked everybody, but she said she wanted to just, you know, say to young women, don't let anybody get in your way. Don't let anybody tell you that they are responsible for your success other than yourself. And this was such a thinly veiled slap in the face to Kanye West, who has been in the news the past week or so for his crazy tweets. One of them is where he's been saying that he was the one that made Taylor Swift famous. And Taylor Swift has just pretty much been ignoring him. But this was so beautiful last night because it was a nice positive message for young women. You know, don't let things get in your way. Don't let people get in your way. Don't let people take credit for your success. That was, you know, clearly for Kanye West, but didn't even mention his name. So that was one of the highlights of the show for me last night.
I like her again now.
Yeah, but you didn't like the hair.
It was okay. It was cute. It was a bob. A lot of the ladies were sporting the bobs last night. She's okay. She's okay. I think she's just there's. She's so ubiquitous. I mean, it's always she's in the front row and so uber excited for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, now that she gave a nice speech, now I like her again.
You got to join the Swifties.
I do find it. It's curious. I don't the thing that's bad, really, but it is just curious. She's into every, she's singing along with every song. She's dancing along with every song. She knows the words to every song. When Ed Sheeran won for best,
yeah, she lost her mind.
Song of the year, she didn't win. It looked as though she had won. She was so excited.
But didn't they date? Am I wrong about that? I thought they went out for a while.
I would have to go through my book of people Taylor Swift has dated to see if he's got a chapter.
Hold on a second. I'm being told she dated Dave for over a year and a half. Dave Ennett, is that true? You and Taylor Swift?
No, that's not true.
Dave is denying it publicly. Dean, please.
I was
make
married before she was born. I mean.
That doesn't mean you couldn't have dated her.
Yeah.
No, it does, Dean.
The memorial tributes. Dean warned us yesterday, Andrea, the memorial tributes would be over 5.5 to 6 days long.
Yes.
There were a lot of them.
Turns out the show was mostly memorial.
Right.
There were a lot of them.
Last
Gaga
night.
Was brilliant. You got some audio on this?
It's a little montage.
All right, let me hear some of that.
Lionel Richie. The Eagles tribute, the Stevie Wonder tribute to Maurice White, and Lady Gaga tribute to David Bowie.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain.
And you know just what to say. And you know just what to do.
You will find.
You will find.
Hey, yeah,
you look way down.
Gaga was brilliant.
I thought she was great.
Oh,
I loved it. People are trashing everybody, people are trashing Gaga. I thought she was fantastic with her tribute to David Bowie.
What could you have negative to say about Gaga? She busted her tail to do that.
She's so good.
And it was obvious that how much she respected and worshipped David Bowie.
No
and
kidding.
Really
she even did the dance moves.
She got a David Bowie tattoo over the weekend. The face of David Bowie. She... had tattooed onto her thigh or
well, let's
belly
not go crazy.
Much like you did with me.
I have a Dean tattoo. Yeah. The Jackson Browne moment. Look, I love Jackson Browne. I love Jackson Browne. The Eagles may not have been the Eagles without Jackson Browne.
Right.
And the Glenn Frey tribute that they did, but he didn't sing. He can't sing anymore.
I thought that was I didn't mind it. What I've been saying about the
show. No, it was sweet. He can't sing, but he was sweet.
He wrote that song.
Yeah,
Take It Easy with Glenn Frey. So it's perfect that he would have sung it. But I thought of all the tributes, it was the most lackluster of them all. The Bonnie Raitt singing with a country and an R&B singer. Saluting B.B. King was also fantastic. I was a little surprised they didn't do something more for Natalie Cole. She was part of the memorial montage.
Point.
But I, for some reason, I just thought that also would have been included. And then, they pay tribute to the guy.
And no tribute to Fish from Barney Miller. Abe Vigoda. Not a single song for Abe Vigoda.
A little odd that they would overlook that. There's always one big omission. In every single one. But then in the heavy metal section, Dave Grohl comes out and he talks about the death of Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead, and talks about his influence. And then we get this group that's called the Hollywood Vampires, who are Alice Cooper, who are Joe Perry from Aerosmith, and Johnny Depp. And they do a Chainsaw rock and roll, Kill Your Mother rock and roll tribute to Lemmy. Is part of the show last night, but just it was just like the odd trio in the bunch.
Well, there were some oddities throughout, right? Because I saw several tweets that said, "When did Lionel Richie die?" And then Lionel Richie comes up on stage because so much of it was memorials.
Right.
If you weren't old enough to know who Lionel Richie is, you're just thinking, "Well, look, that African American dude seems to be enjoying himself."
Who's that guy they keep taking a shot of? Right. He was the Grammys Music Care honoree this year, their charitable arm. So that's why there was a tribute to Lionel Richie.
You know, I was at the Grammys two times, I guess, a couple times, maybe three at the most. And it's always a pretty good party. But I got to say, of all the award shows, they seem to have evolved this thing into the most entertaining TV. So good for them.
It's all performances. Among the big performances, you talked about Adele, but also Kendrick Lamar's performance. I guess it depends on your age, whether you absolutely loved it or absolutely hated it. It was a little bit of a poetry slam, a little bit of African dance, a little bit of jazz, a lot of hip-hop. It was a searing statement on African-American life, so much so that CBS bleeped out some of the content of it. They just didn't want it on the air.
As an artist, I think he's tremendous. I just think white folks are getting tired of being told they're racist because they're white, and there's a lot of that in it. And when the message is coming from a multimillionaire, it can fall a little flat. I get it. I think it's an important message. Just every white person in America is not a racist.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, I didn't take that from the song that every white person.
Well, it was called "Every White Person in America is a Racist." That was the name of the song.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I just missed that. Yeah. That part. I took it as being that there are some problems that African American people face every day. That's how
no doubt about
I took the song. But so that was one of the extremely powerful performances that I admittedly didn't understand half of it, but it was certainly interesting to watch. And I got to throw in some Chicagoans last night. Common Rhyme, my friend Rhymefest, who I was talking about yesterday. They, along with John Legend, won a Grammy Award for Best Song from a Movie from Selma. That was up last night. Buddy Guy won a Grammy Award last night. Mavis Staples won a Grammy Award last night. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that your personal friend, President Jimmy Carter, won a Grammy Award last night.
Which is pretty great.
In the Best Spoken Word category.
God bless him, and continued better health to him as well.
He was hanging out with Selena Gomez after the show. I don't know what that's about.
Well, plus he was tweeting with Rhymefest, and I don't know how you weren't involved in that whole loop.
I got left out of that string.
So, all right, buddy, back to work for you.
Bye.